Sisters and brothers, because we are so sensitive and have been cut off from our root, our own things, our connections and creations with our kindred spirits in living, in being, living souls, and in antecedents, the ancestors, the global state statesmen, power, have been able to keep us small, control us, and defeat our associations by means of psychological manipulation, by ensuring that we cannot trust what we see and what others say they believe, forcing each of us into an artificial psychic isolation, which, if unaddressed in our daily practice of holistic self-defense, could ultimately defeat our necessary unification. The tiny ten rule us by means of psychological manipulation. Does this statement surprise us? On the contrary, it sounds self-evident. Yet this manipulation of us we never hear discussed in the echoing halls of public discourse by the state-sanctioned pundits who speak for us. To hear honest, cogent discussion of this critical issue on which we the people must get clear, we have to go back 4 or 5 centuries to Machiavelli and to Shakespeare, which we discussed in our last chapter. We... One day I'm going to talk about that we, that last chapter of Waking Up, the plan, quote, these quotes are included in that last chapter. It is necessary, and this is Niccolo Machiavelli writing in 1513, it is necessary to be skillful in dissimulating and dissembling, in simulating and dissembling. But men are so simple and governed so absolutely by their present needs, that he who wishes to deceive will never fail in finding willing dupes. It is not essential that a prince should have all the good qualities that we have enumerated, mercy, good faith, integrity, humanity, and religion, but it is most essential that he should seem to have them. And in fact, if he were even more honest, he'd probably say that actually having them works against seeming to have them, which seems obvious. And then he said, men in general judge rather by the eye than by the hand, for everyone can see, but few can touch. Everyone sees what you seem, but few know what you are. And these few dare not oppose themselves to the opinion of the many who have the majesty of the state to back them up. Wherefore, if a prince succeeds in establishing and maintaining his authority, the means will always be judged honorable and be approved by everyone, which is also what we heard from Hermann Göring from his jail cell. He said exactly the same thing, you know. I mean, power is power is power. We never hear that discussed by the official media, either. For the vulgar are always taken by appearances and by results, and the world is made up of the vulgar. And that's from Niccolo Machiavelli, The Prince, written in 1513. Although Shakespeare takes issue, I think, with that notion of we being the vulgar, and says we are, in fact, the good-hearted. And although all of this stuff, keep in mind, is written, you know, for the elite, by and for the better off folk at that time. We work in the land when we're not a concern at all, as Adam Smith said. Seldom heard and less listened to. Something like that. And then Shakespeare adds this. A credulous father and a brother noble, whose nature is so far from doing harms that he suspects none, on whose foolish honesty my practice is. I'm really not reading that right, am I? I'm sorry I didn't take a moment to go into character. This is that devious soul, Edmund. I'm sorry, I'm just so happy to be here this morning. I can't tell you how difficult it's been. And that sounds, it sounds counterintuitive for me to be smiling about that. Each day I get another chance. another chance. So, let me see if I can be Edmund, a credulous father and a brother noble, whose nature is so far from doing harms that he suspects none, on whose foolish honesty my practice is right easy. I see the business. Let me, if not by birth, have lands by wit. All with me's meet that I can fashion fit. And that is from King Lear, Act One, Scene Two. And that is power. Power is power is power. All with me's meet that I can fashion fit. It's like that line in Once the Titanic is going down, from the Titanic, when a similar Edmund from that story says, I make my own luck. That's power. They make the world they want. And we got to wake up.